It's not being stopped forever, but the launch of its season this year has been postponed indefinitely. The football bosses in Argentina last night said that the clubs just simply couldn't afford to go ahead. They just don't have the money to go ahead. And so the kickoff date, which was originally scheduled for August 14th, has now been shelved while they try to cobble a deal with Argentine TV companies to see whether they can actually pull the clubs out of the financial hole and get the season up and running.
Now, of course, the Argentinians love their football. How do the fans feel about this?
Well, they're pretty angry, understandably so. And within hours after this announcement, about a group of 100 fans marched on the Football Association headquarters in downtown Buenos Aires. And there they broke some of the windows, they spray-painted slogans on the wall, they had megaphones and they were chanting slogans. And they only dispersed after police in riot gear turned up to shoo them away. So the fans are understandably angry.
So there was civil unrest. But what about the players? The implications, particularly for players who've got World Cup ambitions?
Yes, well, Maradona, the team coach, said that he's very worried because he says he's not going to be able to do his proper selection now because he says, how can I do that? How can I pick the best players if I can't see them playing? And aside from that, the players themselves can't really be match fit if they're not really, if they're not getting any games. Having said that, the Copa de America, the South America's version of the Champions League, Argentina's participation is due to go ahead in that. And Argentina is still due to continue with a friendly match against Russia. But the question is that whether the players are going to be fit enough really to compete properly and whether Maradona will be able to do proper team selection. So really it's pretty grim news for the national team as well.
How many clubs will actually be affected and how many can't pay their players at all?
Well, it's not exactly clear because they haven't all been publishing their finances. But it appears that certainly a lot of the minnows have been very badly affected. And for that reason, last week, the second division had the launch of its season postponed. But now it's turned out in the last couple of days that even the big fish, like clubs like River Plate, which has won a record number of championships, and San Lorenzo and Independiente, these are the top flight clubs in the first division, are all in dire financial straits. And so they simply can't afford even to pay their players. So it's a pretty grim outlook.
So the resources, they just don't seem to exist. How is that likely to change? I mean, you mentioned television rights. Will the club simply disband or do you think they'll find the money from somewhere?
Well, they probably will find the money from somewhere. I mean, the two things that really cripple them are that European clubs, and especially the English Premiership, is now no longer paying top dollar, at least this season, for Argentine players. And so this is a major source of funding that has dried up, and that's unlikely to change anytime soon. But my guess is that the TV companies will actually stump up enough cash to get the season back up and running, because the TV company is going to lose a lot of money as well, a lot of advertising revenue, if the season just doesn't take off. And frankly, it's just almost unfathomable to consider Argentina without football. It just, as Maradona himself has said today, it's just, it's too dramatic. It's dramático. It's not even really conceivable. So I would guess that somehow, some way, the season will be revived.